Back to the Sanford Center. Tom Ceratori now joining us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Tom, you guys could not have played any better tonight.
I thought we played good. You know, again, I wanted to win bad. The guys wanted to win bad. You wanted to win bad. The fans wanted to win bad. We wanted it bad. But again, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? It is what it is. I mean, we can't pump any more shots on net than we did. I don't know when the last time we pumped this many shots on net. What is your, I don't know.
You don't want to know.
What year was it?
Last year.
Against who?
Ferris in the playoffs.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. It was three games, you know, and one. That one, you know.
Yeah, plus three
I mean,
games and one.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. I mean, the last real game, you know.
Yeah, the last regulation game. Tom, you guys played great 5-on-5 tonight. That might have been, your downfall last night, per se. But in every facet of the game, you guys played really well tonight. Just couldn't get it by Dayfield.
Yeah, again, this kid's got our number for whatever reason. I mean, in four games, we've got five goals on this kid. And, he made some big saves. How close was that one, guys, with a couple seconds to go, by the way? You had a better angle.
Very, very.
Was it?
I didn't think you guys had a chance of getting it up ice.
Well, I told Charlie. Charlie goes, I want it off the glass. We're going to win this game. I said, Charlie, I just don't want to lose this game. Get the puck out of the zone, you know?
Yeah.
And, he was smarter than, the average player right there. Heck, he almost scored. He said that. He goes, hey, get it off the glass. I'm going to stretch, because we had a rim play on the one face-up on the D-zone win right there at the end. We had a rim. And he's just going, hey, get it on the glass, and I'm gonna go. I'm just saying, hey, I just don't want to lose it with 13 seconds to go. You know, just get the puck out, and that was pretty close.
Reminiscent of the 6-second game, except you didn't have to worry about the rafters of the glass. You were able to get the opportunity, but boy, in the overtime, I thought Lake did a pretty good job of shutting you down and getting some scoring opportunities. Re-mimic playing solid for you in the Nets tonight.
Yeah, re-played good, and I thought they. They had the better of us in the overtime there, no question. And there was a couple of close calls right there. Actually, the one in the slot, the kid just kind of spun around the left. The kid was left-handed, and he missed. Just must have missed the net
barely.
A little bit. You know, I thought I was actually. I kind of gritted my teeth on the bench right there.
I don't know if I've seen a team as dominant in the faceoff circle as what you guys were tonight.
Yeah, that helps. It helps the whole possession, and the second and third period we were pretty good. Corey Ward was a beast, 22 and 10 tonight, And
were you double or triple shifting him? He seemed to be out there the entire overtime.
Well, it just kind of goes that way. You know what? As Schultz, you want to go with your horses sometimes, and we wanted to win, and I wanted to win bad, and I just wanted to make sure, again, our horses were out there.
Well, everybody was doing what they could. Jay Dickman in the second period broke up a play with a spectacular back check. All facets of the game seem to be clicking, so, eventually the wins are going to come.
Well, all we can do is what we've been doing. I mean, all we can do is what we've been doing. We can't do anything more. Schultz, and I were talking beforehand. I mean, our statistical data, we're averaging 33 shots, on net a game and giving up 21, and we're third in the country in power play. We were 11th in the country penalty kill, fourth in combined special teams coming in. So, if you'd asked me that 2 months ago, would I take that in a heartbeat? And in a heartbeat, we would take that. But, again, we with the results, and we all realize, again, we've had some concerns. With our 5-on-5, but at the end of the day, we're doing a lot of good things, and I think those are the things that you got to emphasize, and those are the things that you got to carry with you.
See you on the plane on Monday.
Okay, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.